My name is Jaime Oseguera. I am 18 years old. Today is the 1st of April of the year of 2019. I am speaking with
Ana Oseguera,
who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. Okay, Ana, I have a series of questions for you. Let's start off with the first one. So tell me about a time in your life when things are not going your way. How were you able to persevere? How did things get better?
So one time in my life was when I lost my job. A way of persevering was, you know, looking for a new job, getting a new job, and pretty much that's it.
Okay, second question. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shape who you are today?
Shape who I am. I think every possible memory that I have with my dad has shaped me up to this day.
So your dad shaped you?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today? It sounds very much like the previous question, but the previous question
yeah.
is asking positive and is asking for negative.
Okay. So a negative time in my life, I'm going to say, you know, I used to be a difficult person to work with, and you know, I struggled with my attitude for a bit, and a lot of people didn't want to work with me, a lot of my co-workers.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about your family, like thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
I would say be gentle, be kind to one another, and be more tolerant because there's less of that every day.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest, and why?
Personally, I'm a nicer human being. And professionally, I started school, which is going to take me to a new career. And I'm very proud of that because I never thought I would do it.
Okay. That's very nice. Who has been the most influential person in your life? What did they teach you?
So, the most influential person in my life would be, not a person, but two little people, I'm going to say. Two little persons. My kids, because they teach me that I could never give up every single day.
Okay. Tell me some of the important life lessons you have learned and how you learned them.
Important life lessons. That there are no shortcuts in life. And how? Well, because there are no shortcuts in life. Everything that you try to shorten, it will always be the longest way around.
Okay. That's right. All right. How has your life been different than how you once imagined it would be?
You know, I always thought that I would live in the States, have a big house, and it's not like that yet.
Okay. I like how you said, yeah, Latino, that you're gonna get there, right?
Still motivated, yeah.
Still motivated. Determined. Okay. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you never told me that you want to share with me now?
I think that we never hold back. We have a good relationship. Every day I tell you that I love you. So,
there really isn't much to share,
there
right?
There really isn't much to share. We always tell each other everything.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Difficult moment in my life. We all encounter difficult moments, but the most difficult moment for myself was when I lost my job. You know, and of course, you feel like the whole world is coming down because that's you're the main provider.
Okay. And who are you providing for?
My children.
Okay, so that's why it was difficult.
Yes.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
Well, at the end of the day, we're always alone. So, I think we all have our lonely moments. So once in a while, I'll feel alone. It's not just a time in my life. And I think we all go through that once in a while.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Most important lessons. The most important lesson that I've learned is to be patient and wait and let others speak before I speak.
Okay. How did you learn this?
Well, if you speak too soon, you might burn yourself.
So, like, ruin your reputation, you're saying?
Pretty much, you should never speak too soon about everything or assume anything. That's what
Don't assume. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about some times when I made you particularly happy or proud.
A specific time? We are always very proud of you, but the happiest moment, the proudest moment was when you graduated and you were valedictorian and they gave you many awards. And that was definitely it.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
I think I can always ask you, and we are very open with each other, so no. We have a good relationship, so no.
Okay. What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you is that you achieve your goals and you become what you want to become.
Okay, and last question, Annie. Last question. Are you proud of me?
Yes, every day.
Okay, Annie. Thank you for your time. That concludes this interview.